I don't know. I just know I get a day off of school, and that's enough for me, to be honest. Because, you know, day off of school, pretty sick. Pretty awesome, if you will. Anyways, I'm Miles Sprong, host of this show, The 411, the one you're listening to right now. I'm joined here with Lorelai Smith.
Hello, hello.
And then we got Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly, who's presently starting a recording for Audio Boom because I forgot to do so.
Oh, here he is.
Here he is. Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly, on the mic, on the track, on the in the stew.
You already know Indianapolis. You know what's about to go down with the release of a new album. New track coming out on SoundCloud. I'm just kidding.
Nelly Nation.
I'm just kidding.
SoundCloud.
I know. Follow me there. I'm just kidding. What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing?
I'm tired.
Me too.
Yep. A show choir competition on Saturday.
Yes, sir. Playing field sweep, except for our JV group. our middle school group won, but not our JV group.
I shook the hand of the MC. Like I shook his hand. We were talking about music, and he's like, "I've been asking everyone the same questions to get everyone hyped up." I'm like, "Sir, why don't you just ask the audience who their favorite music artists are? I mean, we're at a show choir competition."
Fair enough.
So, I mean, started off with Michael Jackson and Prince, and then I said Michael Jackson, of course, and then my friend Jeremiah's mom, she said Prince, not Jeremiah Penrod. I love Jeremiah Penrod, but yeah, it was pretty funny. We went through all decades and different artists of music. It was pretty fun. But yeah, I was here at Ben Davis High School, and that was a pretty fun day.
In this building.
It was in this building. Yeah, it was in this building.
The equipment is right. The equipment storage was right down the hall. So
yeah,
I
should have asked Mr. Easter if we could have snagged a few mics and the box, and we could have walked around interviewing choir kids and stuff like that. That'd
be
pretty funny.
To some random person from like Red Hot Blues, be like, "Hey, you're from Red Hot Blues." I love Red Hot Blues. Man. Anyways, let's get her going here. Mm-hmm. MLB update. Let's get into it. Okay. Tell me why I didn't just like have this open. I'm so dumb. I apologize. Okay, so since the last time I was on here, some things have happened. For example, if I can get to it, if my phone would stop being so slow, there we go. Clayton Kershaw, back with the Dodgers.
Not surprised.
Going in on a 1-year deal, I think. He's not going to pitch this year because of injury, but maybe he'll make a speedy recovery. That was the weirdest sneeze ever. I didn't even sneeze.
What was his injury? Was it Tommy John or?
I think so, though.
That sucks. Like, Tommy John is like the worst, man.
It might have just been something with his shoulder, too. I don't know. He's a bajillion years old, so. Jose Altuve is going to stay with the Astros for the rest of his career, as he just agreed to like a 5-year extension for a lot of money. I don't remember the exact dollar amount, but I think it's in the $75-80 million range.
Oh my god!
Lorelai said, "Oh my gosh!
That's a
oh
lot
my
of money.
Gosh!
Oh my gosh! $75 to $80 million."
Yeah. I mean,
well, have you seen Shohei Ohtani's deal?
10 years, $700 million. Here we. My team, the Milwaukee Brewers, we got some well-needed power as we signed former Padres catcher Gary Sanchez, who hit 19 home runs in 76 games last year.
What's that noise?
Squeaky noise? Is it my chair? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Is it my chair?
This is going to annoy me the whole time. Yeah, so he hit like 19 home runs in 76 games last year. So even though he had a low batting average, I think it was like .220, so not very good. He's going to bring some very much well-needed power to this Brewers team. And I'm excited about the signing, TBH. So we'll see if he's our primary DH or what's good. Corey Kluber retired after 13 years, 3 All-Star game appearances, and 2 Cy Young Awards. One of the best pitchers of the last, or one of the best primes of the last 15 years, I would say. Jerickson Profar staying with the Padres. Jorge Soler, probably the biggest power bat on the market, is going to the Giants on a 3-year, $52 million deal. And here's a little bit of cool radio news in the MLB.
Snap. Oh, yeah.
Jenny Kavnar is the new A's primary play-by-play announcer, and she will become the first primary play-by-play voice. The first female primary voice in MLB history. I don't know why I didn't mention that part. Go women. Girl power. Am I right?
Hey, that's true. That's very true.
Let's see. Pitchers and... Actually, not pitchers and catchers. Full squads. All squads have reported to spring training. The first spring training game is on Thursday, so I'm really excited because I get to finally watch baseball again. My team, I can't watch their first game, but, you know, it's fine. I'm not upset about it or anything. It's not like I was really looking forward to it, and then I found out I can't actually watch it. You know, it's not a big deal or anything.
Is it, like, not streaming or something?
Yeah, because it's a non-televised game, and I'm upset about it because I was very excited, and then they were like, eh, never mind. Sucks for you. Mm-hmm. Whit Merrifield, who is still a very good base dealer primarily, is going to the Phillies on a 1-year, $8 million deal. And then just yesterday, Liam Hendricks, White Sox reliever, couple-time reliever of the year, who isn't pitching, I think, due to Tommy John this year, is still signing a 2-year deal with the Boston Red Sox. 2 years, $10 million with a mutual option for 2026. And then Brandon Woodruff, another Brewers signing. He's back. He's back again, even though he's probably not even going to pitch at all this year, and we are probably paying a good amount of money for him. But, you know, it's fine. No, I love Brandon Woodruff, one of my favorite pitchers ever. But, you know, it's just annoying that we're probably going to be paying him a good chunk of change. So, yeah, MLB update. Oh. Boom. Call me ESPN, the way I be
The Woj of the MLB.
I don't know where I was going with that. The way I be I don't know where I was going with that. Okay. News.
What kind of news?
Anyone else hear that, like, echo? Or that
was
just me?
That was my cup.
Oh. Sorry about that.
It sounded like my voice was just booming throughout the studio, like it was echoing. No, but that's not the case. Well, since we didn't do the show last week, there was a new Super Bowl champion, the Kansas City Chiefs. I hate football. So much. It's more scripted than the WWE. Speaking of the WWE, if you want to tune in to WWE Elimination Chamber in Perth, Australia, it's this Saturday on Peacock at 5 a.m. in the morning.
No, thank you.
And you already know I'm going to be up early to watch it. I will be up at 5 o'clock in the morning to watch the Elimination Chamber premium live event.
I'm trying to think. Oh gosh,
you smell what the Rock is cooking?
We're so off, but that's okay.
He's in the bloodline now.
He was the grand marshal of the Daytona 500 yesterday.
Yeah, he's a heel now. Everyone hates him in the WWE because of the Cody Rhodes thing. But now he's part of the bloodline, and I hate it. But
we've talked about that.
I know. But yeah, so I'm a WWE fan. I don't know if you knew that. Logan Paul is competing in the Elimination Chamber, by the way. He's the United States champion, and he's going to try and go for the U.S. Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania. So, I don't know. I think that's interesting that he's trying to do two titles. But yeah, so we have a new Super Bowl champion.
What's your opinions on that? Scripted?
More scripted than the WWE has ever been.
Yep. I was not happy with the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl, but
freaking out the whole game.
My family wanted the 49ers.
But once Patrick Mahomes got the ball back in overtime, and
yeah,
the 49ers only scored a field goal.
The 49ers didn't even know the new overtime rules, like the playoff overtime rules.
Come on, Kyle Shanahan.
Like,
come on, guys.
You got Travis screaming at his coach.
Didn't even just scream and put his hands on him, which honestly, I don't care who you are, I would have benched you for that. I don't care what game it is. I don't care what happened. No. I get your passion, but you can't put your
his
hands
brother
on your coach.
On Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce's podcast, mm-hmm. He said that Travis stepped over the line.
Yeah, and he knew it, but still, I would have benched him the whole game. I don't care.
Someone told me that, and I go, it sounds like there's going to be a new breakup song by Taylor Swift.
You touched your coach. Okay, that just sounded weird. You pushed your coach is what I meant to say. It came out wrong. Anyways, but yeah, so... Super Bowl champion. Huzzah. Who flippity cares? I'm interested. I didn't watch the Nickelodeon broadcast because my parents said no, but I wanted to so bad. But unfortunately, I couldn't. But in the Super Bowl, we got a bunch of commercials, obviously, but probably the biggest commercial, and not even close, was the trailer for Deadpool 3.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
With Wolverine.
Can't wait.
And because of that Super Bowl ad and because of how much the movie is being anticipated, it's become the most viewed trailer of all time, passing, you know, Infinity War and Endgame and Spider-Man No Way Home, because all superhero movies are revered. I don't know if you can tell. So, yeah, I'm excited. I need to watch the first two because, truth be told, I haven't seen them. But, you know, it is what it is. I'll see them at some point, probably before the new movie comes out. Deadpool Wolverine, Super Bowl champions. Ah, yes. So Sony Music just bought a major stake in Michael Jackson's catalog.
Yep.
So they've purchased half of his publishing and recorded masters catalog.
Yep.
Potentially valuing the music assets at over $1.2 billion.
Some of those songs, including "Beat It" and "Bad."
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, "Beat It's my favorite Michael Jackson song of all time, coming off the greatest selling album of all time, and "Thriller" and "Bad" off his "Bad" album, which is his second best album.
You know, it's even better than both those albums.
What?
That was That's me hearing "Thriller" and then playing it in my head.
Oh, fair enough. You know what's better than both those albums?
Tell me.
"Vultures Number One" by Kanye West, which was just released, which I was just about to talk about. The long-awaited album by Kanye West has finally been released. He actually passed Taylor Swift for the most listens.
Wow. I don't really care.
As the number one Spotify artist, and I was so happy to hear that because, you know, I don't like her very much.
Fair enough.
I've heard a lot of mixed feelings about the album. I've heard either it's really good or really bad. I haven't listened to it. I've been so busy lately, I haven't gotten around to listening to it.
I know that Garrett Burkle and Elijah Ennis and
Jason Brown.
Jason Brown, all those boys in Studio B, they love them some Kanye.
I'm not a big fan of his music.
I like some of Kanye.
That's my
West's
hot tip.
Music.
All right, muted. Okay.
I get muted so much on this show.
Yeah, you do, because you say things I don't agree with, and
it's mainly about music.
And I have the power here.
It's mainly about music.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite band?
Lovejoy.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Green Day.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Green Day's up there, but Lovejoy's my favorite.
There we go. Green Day's up there. Muted. See, I have the power here. But yeah, so Major Stake in Michael Jackson's catalog.
Yep.
Vultures came out. Vultures 2 and 3 is going to come out at some point.
You know what's pretty insane? About half of Michael Jackson's music catalog being sold to Sony.
What?
Because Michael Jackson tried to leave Sony. With that whole Mariah Carey issue, it was like during the 90s. I believe he actually left Sony.
His ghost coming back to
haunt. Yeah, he was trying to leave Sony Records. He was upset with some of the people running Sony, and he was trying to tell Mariah Carey to like leave Sony, and he was leaving Sony. And now, more than half his music is being sold to Sony.
They have the power to do that.
For you know who else has the power here?
Oh. You.
Me.
Okay, Green Day.
He says me.
Green Day's in my top
10. Worst opinion I've ever heard of out of anyone ever. Anyways.
It's like I'm not on the show. Oh, I got turned back on.
All right.
Okay. But, yeah, so Vultures came out with the sequels, because apparently it's kind of like another... College Dropout, late registration, graduation situation, where it's a 3-part album. So yeah, but I've heard mixed feelings, but I'll probably like it. Okay. Let's see. Oh, so a big, hold on. Never mind. This one's better. Oh. My notes was being weird, so I couldn't, write anything down. Like, my notes app just wasn't working. I don't know why. But the 2024 Super Bowl earned more viewers from any telecast, or has earned more viewers from any telecast since the moon landing.
Because you had all those Taylor Swift fans who didn't know what was going on.
Wait, where's Travis? Oh, no, he said 1 yard the first half. Where's Travis?
Did you see Ice Spice in the stand?
I did see Ice Spice in the stand.
I can't believe that they're friends. Like, there's no way they're actually friends.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, this is what I was about to say. So, long time, or the greatest 1-2 punch in NBA history, or the greatest duo in NBA history, Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. Don't even come at me with that Shaq and Kobe stuff. They didn't play long enough together for it to count. But it was a big thing that I forget the exact drama, but they had like a falling out or something. And then Scottie Pippen's daughter and Michael Jordan's son are dating.
That's weird.
Yep.
But they broke up. After a year of dating, it seems. They both unfollowed each other on social media, and Pippen shared a reflective quote about urging careful consideration in choosing partners. Yeah. So it seems like they've broken up. But then I also heard that there was that they posted each other on Valentine's Day. I don't know. Oh, by the way, happy Valentine's Day for anyone that celebrates or cares, really. I mean, it was a week ago, but you know what I mean. But yeah. So, they may have broken up, maybe not. Who knows? Okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot that, speaking of Michael Jackson, man, Michael Jackson is coming up a lot today. I forgot that they're making Michael Jackson biopic.
Yep. With his nephew.
Yeah, and we just got some first looks at his nephew playing him in the movie. It's just called Michael. And yeah, so we'll see how that goes.
I'm excited.
There's a lot of movies coming up about older artists now.
Yeah. I mean, it's because it's probably Elvis did so well.
That's true.
Yeah, and he deserves it. And they just released a whole documentary called Thriller 40 on Paramount Plus. If you haven't checked that out, I recommend, if you're a huge Michael Jackson fan or if you love 80s music, to really check out the King of Pop. Usher's in it, if you're a fan of Usher.
Usher, yep. He did the halftime show.
Hey, you know what my mom said during that halftime show?
What?
I love me some Usher.
Let's go, Mama Nelly. Who doesn't love Usher?
No.
Anyone who says that halftime show was bad.
That halftime show was awesome. I love that halftime show.
I guess so.
Who else is rolling on roller skates?
They fell off the stage.
Okay, no one was paying attention to that. Everyone was paying attention to Usher on the roller skates.
Did you see the
and Lil Jon and Ludacris?
You see the lady who said that she was the roller skater that fell off the stage and just completely faked it. Like she put makeup on her face to look like she got a black eye.
Oh my god.
Okay, Lorelai. All right.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah. I'm just bringing news.
How dare you? How dare you trying to help?
What?
Landon!
Whoa. It was not me.
Trey.
It sounded like Trey.
All right, gosh.
I'm so funny. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. Michael Jackson.
Yep. Usher. Biopic, Usher.
Usher.
Halftime show.
That's where I was. Yeah. Okay. Roller skates. Sorry. Okay. My brain is everywhere today. It's fine.
A sports you notification.
I'm great. Oh, the Apple Vision Pro came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So people have been just walking around the streets of cities wearing their Apple Vision Pros.
I don't like it.
It's a fantastic piece of technology.
It is. But
every concept that it has, every like spec, whatever. It's really cool. However, it's too expensive. Like, I'm not paying $4,000 for that.
It's too expensive. And like, when you go outside, you're just becoming unaware of the outside world.
No, that's not true.
I know. Well, you see the stuff, but it's not like... I know you see the outside world when you're in it, but it's like not as... I don't know how to put it. It's like you're not seeing it with your eyes fully because you're seeing it through a screen.
I mean, yeah, but the detail in the images is... Oh.
You can't play games on it.
Yeah, you can.
You can't play, like, VR games.
I think you can.
The rendering is very slow. Apparently. I don't know.
That's unfortunate. But yeah, Apple Vision Pro, a lot of money. Otherwise, I would probably buy it, not gonna lie. If it wasn't $4,000. If it was, like, the same as, like, an Oculus or something. Or sorry, a MetaQuest. Sorry, not an Oculus. Ooh.
I call mine an Oculus.
Yeah, so do I. But that's beside the point. New Fantastic Four cast has been confirmed in a new poster by Marvel. Mr. Fantastic will be played by Pedro Pascal, which I thought they were going to do John Krasinski because he was in the post-credit scene of the second Doctor Strange movie. But, I mean, I guess Pedro Pascal works, too. What's her name? Sue Storm. I was going to say Elastigirl, but no. Sue Storm is going to be played by Vanessa Kirby. Which, that name sounds familiar, but...
It does.
I don't know where I would know her from, though. Nah, I'll look it up in uno momento. Gosh, I'm blanking on everyone's name. Human Torch is going to be played by Joseph Quinn, who was Eddie Munson in Stranger Things.
Oh, okay.
Hey, baby, I just saw Steve. Have you seen that TikTok sound?
No.
I deleted TikTok, buddy.
Okay, now I feel stupid. someone made like this emotional tribute to Eddie Munson when season 4 of Stranger Things came out, and it was really cringy, and everyone laughed at it.
It sounds like it.
Eddie, baby, I just saw Steve. And then The Thing is going to be played by Lord forgive me. Ebon Moss Bachrock? Is that how you pronounce that?
I don't know.
His first name is Ebon, E-B-O-N, and then Moss, and then Bachrock. Which, by the way, having your name being Bachrock and playing The Thing, who is entirely made of rocks?
It's so perfect.
He's going to have some Bachrocks. Get it? Because, like, back rocks. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, it's past 8. You know what that means.
It's legal time.
WBDG FM HD1, Indianapolis. Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety.
Is that your best Kurt Darling impression?
No, I was just talking, man.
Okay.
Anyways, here's Don't Puff That Stuff.
The IHSAA, in partnership with the state of Indiana, wants to clear the air regarding our state's vaping epidemic. Why do people vape?
I am a cloud maker.
I am a flavor chaser.
I am a buzz seeker.
What do they think they're vaping?
I like blueberry lemon haze.
Mmm, cucumber mint.
Wild watermelon for me.
But what are they really inhaling?
Wait, arsenic?
Formaldehyde?
Lead? Ugh.
Vaping is not harmless. It is highly addictive. It can cause irreversible damage to your kidneys and lungs. It can ruin your life. Visit the IHSAA website, don'tpuffthisstuff.com, to better understand what vaping is and what it can do to you.
And we are back with the 411. Don't puff that stuff. Anyways, it's my favorite ad. I will play it till the day I die. Well, I mean, until I graduate, I guess.
Yeah.
Not until I die. I'm not going to die before I leave here.
Hopefully.
Unless Landon Nelson kills me.
Okay, buddy.
Let's not say that, because then you end up murdered, and then everyone thinks it's Landon.
What is the show? What is the show becoming?
Okay.
I thought this was the 411.
I haven't
If I do get murdered.
What the?
Give what? Everything to my cat.
What's your cat's name?
Prudence. She's my favorite.
What kind of cat is she?
Black and white.
Oh, is she like a little tuxedo kitty?
Kind of, yeah.
What, Landon? I love cats.
Anyways.
You not like cats?
Oh,
Landon?
Yeah. I forgot about this. I didn't forget about this. Because that sounds bad when I say I forgot about this. There was a firearm usage in Kansas City during the Chiefs Super Bowl parade.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't know exactly how many were injured. I think it was 20 something. But one was definitely killed.
A mom of like a couple kids.
Yeah. So that
she was the DJ.
That stinks. It's not very cool beans. I don't know. I hate uncomfortable moments like that.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. But anyways, yeah. Dinosaur farts, fun fact, were one of the largest contributors to climate change before humans.
Like cow farts.
Exactly. That's and why we should kill all the cows. I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Yeah. If they eat lemongrass, then they don't fart as much. Did you know that?
Let's get them only lemongrass.
Who?
Have you seen the Burger King commercial?
Who takes the time to learn about cows farting and lemongrass?
Ecological.
It's better for the climate because the methane cows produce when they fart and burp goes up. There's so many. Okay. Can we just move on? Yeah,
I'm not explaining this right now.
I'm
good. I'd rather you not.
Okay. So speaking of Fantastic Four, The MCU and the DCU are both are set to clash in theaters because Fantastic Four and Superman Legacy both release in July of 2025. So we have another Barbenheimer on our hands. Oh, I mean, isn't Deadpool coming out in July too?
What do you think of the Avatar The Last Airbender remake coming out this month?
I think it's going to suck.
They got rid of such important aspects.
Wait, is Deadpool coming out this July?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I'm pretty sure July is when it's coming out.
I'm so pumped. Ryan Reynolds.
We're getting three hopefully good superhero movies in Fantastic Four, Superman Legacy, and Deadpool 3.
Hopefully. What did we just get from Marvel, though?
Speaking of superhero movies, Madam Web.
Like,
what happened?
What was that?
Like, have you seen Madam Web yet, Landon?
What's Madam Web?
It's with Sydney Sweeney and Dakota Johnson. It's like it's a take on like Spider-Woman, essentially.
Was it a commercial? I'm trying to think. What was that one commercial where I think it was a Marvel movie and she could like stop time, and I don't remember.
That was like the Marvels, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know. But
there's too many movies.
But it was a really cool concept, but according to like everything that I like saw, it's like really bad.
That's what I've heard as
well.
Like
one of the worst superhero movies in a long time.
Madam Web.
It had like, I think it debuted with like an 11% on Rotten Tomatoes for critic scores.
That's pretty bad.
It was a good idea, poorly executed.
Yeah, because the concept's cool. Here, let's pull up
the movie I'm talking about. Madam Web. That's the movie I'm talking about where she can like somehow stop time and stuff like that.
Here we go. Cassandra Webb is a New York paramedic who starts to show signs of clairvoyance. Forced to confront revelations about her past, she must protect three young women from a mysterious adversary who wants them dead.
Oh yeah, I saw that ad and it looked good in the trailer.
Yeah, but it's like, but you know, it's like Spider-Woman, essentially.
My boy Adam Scott, man. It's my boy. My boy.
Wait, Adam Scott's in this movie?
Yeah, that's my boy. Yep.
Oh, he was Ben Parker.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. Speaking of Adam Scott, you happen to know what his first movie was? Because I do.
Was it Step Brothers?
No.
Earlier than that?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. I'm dumb. My favorite horror franchise of all time, and by that I mean I only liked the first two movies, and the three and four were okay. He was in like half of the fourth Hellraiser movie, Bloodline. Speaking of Bloodline, have you... No, I'm kidding. Yep. So, yeah. A little fun fact for your day there. Oh, apparently Vultures 1 was taken down from Apple Music.
Oh, gosh. I have Apple Music.
But for what reason?
I don't know.
Vultures 1?
Yeah, that's the Kanye album.
Oh, okay. My pin.
Okay. Throughout all of the controversy, New York has banned Donald J. Trump from doing business in the state of New York for 3 years and fined him $350 million. For fraudulently inflating net worth, making another legal blow to his real estate empire.
Yeah, I've seen Trump Towers in New York. They're pretty amazing.
Justice Arthur Engoron also banned Trump from serving as officer or director of any New York corporation for 3 years. So he literally cannot do any business and had to pay $355 million. That's so silly. But, yeah, so... Oh, speaking of, like, politics, did you see Robert Kennedy's ad in the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. I thought that was so cool. because, you know, he's independent, and to see him advertised like that, especially in that style where it was based off of JFK, I thought it was really cool. But yeah.
Any relation? Are they?
Yeah, it's his nephew.
His nephew?
JFK's nephew.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. This just makes me feel old. 10 years ago, Fancy by Iggy Azalea was released. That's not news, but, like, I just feel old now. Because that song was
massive. My gosh, yeah.
Like, yeah. Let's see here. Kai Cenat won the Streamer of the Year for the third time in a row from the Streamy Awards, which is the biggest streaming award show because it's, like, the only one.
I was upset with some of the things, I'm going to be honest.
But Kai Cenat won Streamer of the Year, and that's all that matters to me because I like
Kai
Cenat.
Yeah, that was good.
I personally don't watch streamers.
I do.
No, I voted on some things. Actually, I barely do. I voted on some things, and the things that I voted for did not... The people that I voted for did not win, so...
They didn't make the cut.
Womp womp.
Uh-oh.
I say womp womp a lot now.
And it happened last year, too.
Womp womp.
It's okay.
Womp womp. No, but anyway. The FDA has authorized a medication to treat milk, egg, and nut allergies. So maybe we'll see some curing on
that.
Man,
I love milk and eggs, man. Oh, my gosh. Love milk and eggs.
Every morning, I just gulp down some eggs and cook myself a cup of milk.
What? no, he said it backwards.
No, I didn't.
You like gas?
I had a glass of milk today and a breakfast sandwich with Mama Nelly's hard work.
Mama Nelly!
English muffin, sausage, and eggs with American cheese.
I had a brownie bar and a Rice Krispie treat out of the vending machine.
I had a muffin.
All right.
All right. Then you had the best breakfast out of all of us.
Well,
yeah, so...
I wouldn't have without my mom, so...
Mama Nelly!
Yeah, I personally wouldn't do that in the morning.
Fair enough.
I got up and just went to school.
But anyway, yeah, so maybe a new medication that will treat / cure all those allergies, which I think I also saw that, yes, I did. Russia, you know Russia. They're a big big company. I was supposed to say
big company.
Big country is what I meant to say. Vladimir Putin recently announced that they have started to... I can't think of words right now. Where's the thingy? Where is it? I lost it.
Space thing?
No, it was the... okay, here we go. Close to creating cancer vaccines. So...
Wow.
Wow.
Let's go Russia. I mean, let's go Russia. Rare Russia W. So Joker 2 comes out later. Oh, wait, not later this year. It comes out next year, and I'm so upset. Oh, no, it comes out at, like, the end of this year. I'm a liar. Some new photos were released of Joaquin Phoenix, who plays Joker, and Lady Gaga, who's going to be Harley Quinn.
Oh, wow, mm-hmm. Lady Gaga.
Yeah, it's... but new photos of them for Joker 2 have been released.
I was not a fan of the Joker movie. I thought it was good, but
Miles is gonna mute you
because I was scared. I thought it was good because I was scared and I didn't want to watch it. I was kind of young. I couldn't watch it.
He's gonna mute you.
I was younger. You're younger than me. I thought it was good, though, but I just couldn't watch it.
You can watch it now?
That's one of my favorite movies.
I'm glad it is. I couldn't. I was young, and I was scared, dude.
You mute me, but not him.
Justice is served. But, yeah. So it was like a cute little photo shoot for Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Yeah, so Joker Folie à Deux will be released at some point. I can't remember if it's later this year or like early next year. I don't remember, but it's fine. But yeah, so Folie à Deux. Oh, the inventor of the Pop-Tart died.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
That sucks.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm. Man,
I'm not a big Pop-Tart person, but
I'm not either.
Bad opinion.
Oh,
muted.
I didn't get muted for that.
No, he got muted because he said he didn't really like Pop-Tarts.
I don't either.
And welcome back to the 411 with just me, Miles Sprong, here on WEDG. No.
I mean, I'll eat them, but they're not that great.
Okay. All right. But, yeah, so passed away in 96, unfortunately.
That's sad, man.
William Post.
Definitely made a lot of money.
Off of the Pop-Tarts.
Off the Pop-Tarts.
Have you seen all the Pop-Tart memes? Like, Pop-Tarts with concrete.
Yeah, my choir teacher last year just discovered those memes, and we looked up, and he just was sitting there showing them to us and laughing at them for 20 minutes.
I think they're funny.
In a 50-minute class period. It was like he had never seen a meme before. It was crazy.
I have some saved to my Pinterest.
It was a silly, silly day. Silly little Mr. Hummel. I think that's what you need to do, Landon, to get first place, is to look at Pop-Tart memes during class.
Yeah. Here we are. We're working on it, buddy. We're working on it.
I think the Pop-Tart memes will help.
Let's get down to business.
Please stop.
To watch some Pop-Tart memes.
What was that? I don't know what that was.
I don't have words.
We might have to clip that. Might have to put that in like a promo or something like that. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, that. Oh,
God.
Just
hit him?
No. Oh, no.
It was a little too close to the mic and my tongue hit it.
He kissed it. He kissed the mic.
I didn't kiss the mic. You shut up.
That's clipping, too. We need to get that clip as well.
He kissed the mic.
Let me just wipe.
Can we clip this episode?
What are you doing, dude?
I'm wiping
it. It's wet.
You're wiping it. Yeah, I don't know if disinfecting.
After the show.
Oh, no.
Turn off your mic at least. Turn off your mic.
Yeah, turn off your mic at least. No, he's fine. Just don't get your tongue too close to it.
ASMR.
Okay, this is a new show, Pat. This is real great.
Okay, talk about the new Godzilla movie for a moment.
There's a new Godzilla movie?
The new Godzilla versus Kong movie.
Seriously? There's another one?
Yeah, like, that's what I was thinking, Landon. You took the words out of my mouth.
Well, do you have
anything? Talk about it. Let me clean the mic.
Do you have anything on the new Godzilla and Kong movie?
Godzilla is a giant monster that roams Japan.
So who won the last time they fought?
Godzilla? I think Godzilla wins.
Was it Kong? No, Godzilla, because Godzilla can... That darn whatever is like a dinosaur. What is that?
The movies are merged together.
Like, it's a kaiju. That's what it is.
I don't know that. Whatever that is, that thing's a beast.
Didn't they make one where the like?
Oh no! Like Giannis at the free throw line.
I didn't need to hear that today. Ooh, it smells so nice now.
Didn't they make one of them where, like,
no.
Like the girl Godzilla came out one of the mountains in Nevada?
What is
like,
going what? On? What is this?
We were talking about this in my environmental class the other day.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we
get some real factual information here, please?
Okay, so there's going to be Godzilla and Kong. They're working together against the bigger Godzilla.
What the?
Wow. Whoa.
And I am so excited.
Is this actually for real?
Yes.
What the?
It was a Super Bowl commercial. Did you miss it?
Did you see Wicked?
Oh, I know. I saw Wicked. I saw the Wicked one, and I'm super excited for that one.
I was more pumped.
Ariana Grande.
Oh yeah.
That's why he's excited.
I love Ariana Grande.
She's a queen, dude.
It's gonna be two different movies.
Yeah, I know. I wish it wasn't.
No, I'm
Act one, act two.
I'm looking. Whatever this Godzilla and Kong movie, I hope that... I like the last one. I saw the last one where Godzilla and...
I loved Godzilla versus Kong.
I thought it was great. Who won that?
I don't think anyone, like, won.
I thought Godzilla.
No, they had to work together against Robo-Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Or Mecha-Godzilla.
They were, yeah, and they were fighting, and then the robot came, they destroyed it. It was pretty awesome.
All of these movies are merged in my head.
It was awesome.
No, that was so cool.
I saw Godzilla when I went to Japan. No,
Godzilla shooting whatever comes out of his mouth. I don't know.
Laser.
Laser? Like, dude,
fire.
That is so insane. Like, that is insane. And then you have King Kong over here just screwing stuff up, destroying things.
Stuff up.
Well, yeah, screwing stuff up, man.
We probably only have time for, like, one more.
Yep.
So I got to make it good.
Actually, we have 5 minutes, right?
I gotta make it
depends
good.
Depends on how long we talk about it.
I gotta make it good.
Okay.
Good, you hear me?
Yes, sir!
Here we go.
This is ASMR.
Okay.
ASMR.
This is a new show.
ASMR.
We break our teeth on eating paper plate.
Okay, can you stop, please?
Did you hear that?
Can you please stop?
The people that, like,
please stop. Please
do
stop.
It and then, like, break their teeth on...
Please stop.
There was a kid that was obsessed with ASMR, and he bit on a rock and, like, broke his teeth.
Well, he's...
What?
Okay. It was, like, the Bentist guy explaining that.
Oh, the Bentist. Oh, he's an idiot. That dude.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, that dude sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently Cybertrucks, you know, the Tesla product.
Oh, yeah, they're rusting.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for ruining that.
I'm sorry.
Now I'm going to find a new headline. Thanks for that. I was going to try and draw it out a little bit.
Oh.
How many headlines do you have in there, buddy?
Well, my notes app didn't work, so I'm just like...
Screenshotting?
My notes app didn't work, so it's just my source.
Let's talk about the Tesla Cybertruck, shall we? It's been out for like a couple weeks now. Owners are already finding it to be rusted.
Yeah, it's rusting in rain. Yeah. So, great job, guys.
In a few years, it's going to be looking like,
Why does she sound like a news reporter right now?
In a few... Oh, hold on.
What did we miss,
Chief? Landon, I am a dummy.
Okay, tell me.
I'm a complete...
What's up, buddy?
Stupid idiot.
I'm scared.
College Football 25 from EA Sports is coming out this July.
I gotta get me a new console.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so pumped.
The first
Road to Glory, baby.
The first game since NCAA football 2014 or NCAA football 14.
I need to turn my head.
Oh my gosh, let's go. Let's go.
I'm so
Road to Glory with Big Nelly.
Excited. You have no idea. Because, you know, I never actually played those games because I was five.
I have the last college football game on my Xbox 360. I still played it until now. I got to figure out something wrong with my Xbox 360 controller. I don't know what's wrong with it. I have to go.
Oh, yeah. Just send your Xbox 360 and controller and your NCAA football game over to me, and I can fix it for you.
No.
No, I got you. Don't worry.
No, I'm gonna take Notre Dame to the national championship for 4 years in a row, and I'll win all of them because they haven't won one since like 1988, and it's been very sad. It's been very unfortunate, and you know it'll help me sleep at night because we'll win national championships.
Fair enough.
You know what I loved is collecting the what are they called? Like the rivalry trophies. I love collecting those.
Oh yeah,
those were so much fun.
I just got flashbacks for some reason to.
I would purposely go to teams that had like the rivalry trophies and just went on Road to Glory, and then I transfer.
I just got flashbacks.
Understandable.
You know the game that was on the 360, and it was like this Disney game.
Disney Infinity?
Yes, I just got flashbacks to that.
Oh, I love Disney Infinity.
I had all the Star Wars characters.
I have like all of the figures. It's crazy. I have all like the Skylanders too. Anyways, that's all the time we got.
Yep.
It is 8:29. Yep. Yeah. Goodbye.
Peace out.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.
Hey. You know.